Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Cyclone Oki likely to make landfall in Gujarat around midnight tonight. Light to moderate rainfall also likely at most places in Maharashtra. Cyclonic weather conditions dampen campaigning in fold-bound Gujarat. Supreme Court fixes 8th February for hearing various appeals challenging Allahabad High Court verdict on Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid title dispute. Centre asks states to maintain communal harmony ahead of anniversary of demolition of the disputed structure at Ayodhya. Midterm review of foreign trade policy released focuses on boosting exports of goods and services and increasing employment generation. Veteran actor Shashi Kapoor cremated with state honours in Mumbai. And in Delhi test, Sri Lanka lose 3 early wickets in their second innings, tracing India's solid lead of 410 on day 4. Cyclone Oki today moved closer to the southern coast near Surat in Gujarat and is expected to make landfall in the state around midnight tonight. As per the latest forecast released by the Meteorological Centre in Ahmedabad, the cyclone now lies centred in the Arabian Sea, about 290 kilometres away from Surat. Our correspondent reports, Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani along with Chief Secretary and other top officers rushed to Surat to monitor the situation.
13,000 fishing boats have safely returned. Schools and other institutions will remain closed in Surat, Navsari and Valsad districts tomorrow following cyclonic warning. Leave of the employees in Gujarat Health Department have been cancelled. Officials have been instructed to keep sufficient stocks of medicine. Med Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall in most places, with heavy rainfall at isolated places in Saurashtra and South Gujarat. Faina Khunt, AI News, Ahmedabad.
Light to moderate rainfall is also predicted at most places in Maharashtra, with isolated heavy rainfall over North Konkan till tomorrow morning. According to the Ministry of Earth Sciences, sea condition would be rough to very rough along and off North Maharashtra coast during the next 24 hours. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he is continuously monitoring the situation arising in various parts of the country due to Cyclone Oki. He spoke to all relevant authorities and officials. In a series of tweets, Mr. Modi said all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. Our Ahmedabad correspondent reports campaigning for Gujarat Assembly polls has been affected following cyclonic weather conditions.
The BJP called off rallies and press conferences of Rajasthan Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath in Surat today. Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi's programs for tomorrow have also been cancelled due to bad weather. Bahujan Samaj Party leader Mayawati addressed a public meeting in Rajkot this afternoon to campaign for her party. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav is also canvassing in the state for his party. 3 days of rainfall has been forecast and this has emerged as a cause for concern as polling for the first phase is due this Saturday. With Yogesh Pandya, Suparna Segya, AIR News, Ahmedabad.
The Election Commission today asked Chief Electoral Officer of Gujarat to prepare a contingency plan in the wake of Cyclone Oki. The Commission also asked the CEO to ensure that those affected and rehabilitated should be able to vote. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred in several parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands today due to well-marked low pressure over the Bay of Bengal. It is very likely to become a depression over southeast Bay of Bengal during the next 24 hours. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in Kerala and Lakshadweep coast on the sixth day today after the disastrous Cyclone Oki struck. According to official sources, the death toll in Kerala in rain-related incidents triggered by the cyclone rose to 29. Around 92 fishermen are reported to be missing from the Kerala coast. More from our correspondent.
Thousands of people are in 34 relief camps across the state and around 160 people are hospitalized. Today, 16 fishermen from Budra in Thiruvananthapuram was also included in the rescue mission along with the Navy and Coast Guard forces. Meanwhile, the state government is making all arrangements to fasten the dispersal of compensation announced to the affected ones and to prevent the outbreak of diseases in the coastal areas of the state. This is Mayusha for AIR News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The 14 newly elected mayors of Uttar Pradesh's ruling BJP called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today, congratulating them on their victory in the recently concluded polls. The Prime Minister said public participation is crucial for rejuvenation of cities through development. He said both the centre and the Uttar Pradesh government are committed to raising living standards of citizens of the state. He said both are also committed to bring services to the last person in the queue. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and State BJP Chief Mahendranath Pandey were also present on the occasion. Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi is the only valid candidate in the fray for the election to the Congress President's post. The picture became clear following the scrutiny of nominations filed yesterday on his behalf. Party's returning officer Mulapalli Ramachandran said a total of 89 nomination papers were received, all proposing Rahul Gandhi's name. All these were found valid after scrutiny. The surface-to-air missile Akash was successfully launched from Chandipur in Odisha today. With this success, India has achieved the capability of making any type of surface-to-air missile. The Defence Ministry in a release said radars, telemetry and electro-optical systems along the coast have tracked and monitored all the health parameters of the missile. This is the first surface-to-air missile with indigenous seeker that has been test-fired. This missile is being inducted into the Army as short-range surface-to-air missile. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court today decided to hear the civil appeals filed by various parties challenging the Allahabad High Court verdict on the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid title dispute on the 8th of February next year. A bench comprising Chief Justice Deepak Mishra and Justices Ashok Bhushan and S.A. Najib also asked the advocates on record of appeals to ensure that all the requisite documents are translated, filed and numbered before the Apex Court Registry. A total of 13 appeals are lined up for hearing against the 2010 judgment of the Allahabad High Court in 4 civil suits. The High Court had then ruled a 3-way division of the disputed 2.77-acre area at Ayodhya among the parties, the Sunni Waqf Board, the Nirmohi Akhara and the Lord Ram Lalla. Meanwhile, the centre has asked the states and union territories to take steps to maintain communal harmony ahead of the anniversary of the demolition of the disputed structure at Ayodhya tomorrow. In a communication, the Home Ministry has told them to deploy adequate security forces at sensitive places and maintain an extra vigil so that any attempt to disturb peace could be foiled. BJP today demanded that the hearing of the Ayodhya dispute case should be heard in the Supreme Court as soon as possible. Briefing media in Ahmedabad, Party President Amit Shah said Congress leader and Sunni Waqf Board lawyer Kapil Sibal took a surprising stand today when he said hearing should be deferred till after 2019 general elections. Mr. Shah said Congress should clear its stand on this.
मैं मांग करता हूं कि कांग्रेस पार्टी ने इस पर अपना स्टैंड स्पष्ट करना चाहिए कि कांग्रेस पार्टी श्री राम जन्म केस की सुनवाई जल्द से जल्द हो इस विषय पर सहमत है या नहीं, या कांग्रेस पार्टी भी चाहती है कि 2019 के चुनाव तक श्री राम जन्मभूमि केस की सुनवाई न हो। इस बात पर कांग्रेस पार्टी ने अपना रुख स्पष्ट करना चाहिए।
The Congress has distanced itself from Kapil Sibal's view in the Apex Court, saying he represents in the court in his personal capacity and the party has nothing to do with it. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Congress spokesperson Randeep Singh Surjewala said his party's stand has always been clear that the Ayodhya case should be decided by the Supreme Court soon. The Centre today released the mid-term review of the Foreign Trade Policy, FTP, 2015-20, with focus on boosting exports of goods and services and increasing employment generation. Export incentives under Merchandise Exports from India, MEIS, have been increased by 2% across the board for labour-intensive and MSME sectors, leading to additional annual incentive of 4,567 crore rupees. Incentives under Services Exports from India scheme have also been increased by 2%, leading to additional annual incentive of 1,140 crore rupees. In his address, Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu said introduction of the new tax regime GST will be a catalyst for spurring growth in the export sector. He said the mid-term review of the policy will leverage the long-term advantages of GST in terms of reduced compliance and logistics costs. He said the government is working on more strategies to boost exports in the country.
Exports are strategic and therefore they need government support. And therefore we realize it, and so many incentives which are offered today are reflection of that thinking within the government, that we need to support it, we need to find out, and there more can come. I am sure more taxes will be collected, more revenues will be available with the government, so that we can spend little more on the strategic sector.
Mr. Prabhu said to achieve Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of doubling farmers' incomes, FDP will have a focused policy for agricultural exports. Legendary actor-producer Shashi Kapoor was cremated with state honours at the Santa Cruz Crematorium in Mumbai this afternoon. He passed away last evening at the Kokilaben Dhirubhai Ambani Hospital in Mumbai after a prolonged illness. He was 79. Shashi Kapoor was given a state funeral. His body was taken to the crematorium from his Juhu home. His two sons and daughter were present, besides other members of the Kapoor family and scores of film personalities to bid farewell to the actor. The domestic stock markets ended slightly lower today and the rupee weakened marginally against the dollar. A report.
The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed with a modest loss of 67 points or 0.2% at 32,802, a day ahead of the Reserve Bank's monetary policy announcement. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange dropped 10 points to 10,118. At the Forex market, the rupee depreciated just 1 paise to 64.38 against the dollar. Gold gained 50 rupees to 30,250 rupees per 10 grams in Delhi, and Brent crude oil futures fell 25 cents to $62.20 a barrel. Pradeep Kumar, AIR News.
The UN political chief arrived in North Korea today for a rare visit aimed at diffusing soaring tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman's visit comes less than a week after North Korea test-fired a new ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States. It is the first visit by a UN diplomat of his rank since 2010. In cricket, chasing a second innings lead of 410 runs, Sri Lanka lost three early wickets, making only 31 runs in the second innings at close of play on day four of the Delhi Test against India today. Earlier, India declared their second innings at 246 for 5 wickets. Shikhar Dhawan made 67 runs, followed by Pujara 49 and Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, both contributing 50 runs each. Sri Lanka were earlier bowled out at 373. Ravichandran Ashwin and Ishant Sharma took 3 wickets each, while Mohammad Shami and Ravindra Jadeja bagged 2 apiece. India had declared their first innings at 536 for 7. This is the final test of the 3-match series. India is leading the series 1-0. The central government is starting Khelo India School Games from the 31st of January. The tournament will be held till the 8th of February, in which schools and various academies all over the country will participate. The central government has sanctioned a budget of 40 crores for the same. This information was given by Union Minister of State for Sports and Youth Affairs Colonel Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore while talking to media in Bhopal. Prasar Bharati CEO Shashi S. Vempathy today said it will shut down its existing analog system of terrestrial transmission in 19 cities by this month. This is part of its plans to migrate to digital mode completely. In the second phase, Prasar Bharati plans to move another 44 cities to digital terrestrial transmission in a couple of years. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of a summit in New Delhi, Mr. Vempathy said the capacity of transmission through the digital system will increase to 7 to 12 terrestrial channels as compared to just 1 in the analog system. And now before we close, the headlines once again. Cyclone Oki likely to make landfall in Gujarat around midnight tonight. Light to moderate rainfall also likely at most places in Maharashtra. Cyclonic weather conditions dampen campaigning in pole-bound Gujarat. Supreme Court fixes 8th February for hearing various appeals challenging Allahabad High Court verdict on Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid title dispute. Centre asks states to maintain communal harmony ahead of anniversary of demolition of the disputed structure at Ayodhya. Mid-term review of foreign trade policy release focuses on boosting exports of goods and services and increasing employment generation. Mortal remains of veteran actor Shashi Kapoor cremated with state honours in Mumbai. And in Delhi Test, Sri Lanka lose 3 early wickets in the second innings, chasing India's solid lead of 410 on day 4. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.